John, I understand you've got a big event coming up this summer. Let's talk about that. What's in the offing?
Yeah, we are in mid-July going to have a strategic planning session for agriculture, forestry, and related industries. Biting off a pretty big chunk, but we think as a follow-up to the economic impact study that was done a couple of years in Alabama, that now we are ready to take the next step, and that's try to do a better job of planning and implementing proposals that we hope will be generated, we know will be generated as a result of this planning session.
As you said, quite an undertaking, but you got a lot of folks obviously involved in this effort.
We do. Everybody, all the commodity groups in Alabama of every kind have really stepped up and helping us participate in this and help us organize it and get it moving forward. And we're gonna have an all-day, one-day session in Montgomery and then ask each commodity group to break out and bring in more people as diverse as they want to, and spend about 30 days and then come back to our steering committee with recommendations that we'll take in draft form, and then the steering committee will come up with a final plan.
What are your kind of long-range goals on all this then?
Well, you know, we think we know a lot about what's happening and what the future might hold, but we're not sure, and that's one of the reasons we want to bring in the people that are actually doing the work and making things happen to be sure that we're on the same page with them.
But in kind of a time frame when you hope to get everything in order?
Yeah, what we are looking at is having all those recommendations back in by Labor Day, early September, with the ultimate goal of having everything completed by the time our legislature comes in. We'll have a new legislature coming in the next spring. To have everything ready actually before they come in so that we can work with leadership there and ag committees and forestry committee and all that sort of stuff to be ready to move with whatever the recommendations are that the legislature has to address. And let me say that I mentioned the legislature, but Governor Bentley has been extremely helpful in working with this. He's unfortunately going to be in Europe at some kind of big auto show at the same time we have in our session on July the 14th. But we're doing this, you might say, under the auspices of his Accelerate Alabama effort through the Alabama Department of Commerce. So to that extent, we'll be involved in the wider, broader business community in Alabama.
John, it's always good to see you. Alabama Agribusiness Council meeting is where you're at. Gives you a chance to do what when you come to events like this?
Well, it's just an opportunity to see a broad cross-section of our industry in the state, and we're happy with what they do. They were the ones that, along with the extension system in Alabama, that sponsored that economic impact study. So that's one thing I'm going to do is thank them for giving us that kind of support in Alabama, which really revealed a $70.4 billion economic impact, about 40% of Alabama's economy. So that's the reason we need to make the governor and the legislature and the citizenry as a whole aware of how important we are and be sure that we are doing the things as a state government that is responsive to the needs of the producers.